This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Let's talk about government transparency today. There have been a few cases in the news in the last few weeks. One of them involves a case in New Jersey where a private citizen filed a Freedom of Information Act request with a local township, and the township responded by suing the citizen and asked for attorney fees in addition to that. Fortunately, a court said that permitting the government to initiate a lawsuit against someone who requests public records is contrary to the principles underlying Freedom of Information Act laws. This article comes from the Columbia Journalism Review. I know the two of you have seen other cases in recent weeks. I don't know if you want to share those examples or just talk about what appears to be more attacks on freedom of information and government transparency.
Well, I read the same article that you did in the CJR. I think the thing that's most interesting, too, about this case is that the first judge that it went to actually agreed with the township, which is scary.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was only when it went to a second judge that the judge overruled and said, no, you can't do that. But I do think it's an example. I've never, until reading this article, I wasn't aware that people who were filing FOIA requests, were being sued by the agencies that they were asking for the information.
This
from.
Is not an isolated case.
Yeah.
Now the CJR cited some examples from over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to 1993, so this is nothing new. It's not terribly common, but it is
yeah.
something that happens once in a while.
I think it's absolutely outrageous.
I agree.
You do not want your government working in secret ever. I mean, they are working for the public, and the public has a right to know how their money is being spent and what is being done during those city council meetings or those committee meetings and just behind the scenes. So for someone to, file this request and have some kind of repercussions is just absolutely outrageous.
Well, it's part of this whole onslaught again. FOIA was a bill that was a federal law that was passed, with good intentions. But there does seem to be an effort, I'm not saying it's an organized effort, but a concerted effort across the country to try to thwart FOIA. Obviously the standard way that's done is you ask for a lot of money for the records that are being requested. We talked about this in an earlier program where Ferguson, where the mm-hmm. Associated Press had requested some files and they were given a bill for $14,000 or something like that. There have been other cases of thousands of dollars that have come up, over the years when you request that information. I get that sometimes someone asks a very broad FOIA request.
Right.
Like, if I were to walk into Macomb City Hall and say, give me every single phone call the city manager has made since he was hired, that's pretty broad.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there'd even be records of most of that information. So, I get that it does, but I think the law is written in such a way that a reasonable, a fee can be charged. The 10 cent per copy fee is certainly fair. Or 5 cents or whatever.
I don't think you even need a copy. Send it to me digitally.
And
you don't need to make
that's
a
another.
Photocopy.
Then you don't even have to do that. You're right. I think that the government entity should make every effort to try to fulfill the request when they can, whether it's a private citizen who wants to know because he's got a zoning issue with a city or some other reason or whatever.
You don't need a reason.
Yeah. Whether it's that or it's a media organization that's asking for that. I think this is kind of scandalous that these government entities, this list here in the story,
mm-hmm.
Are suing to keep people from asking for it.
The citizen in this New Jersey case, just so our audience knows, was asking for surveillance footage of the town hall and police department buildings. And it doesn't say what the person was looking for. This person just wanted that information. So that might require some time to make a copy, although digitally, again, it shouldn't be that difficult for a government to do that, and it shouldn't take up a lot of time for the personnel. So there really should be little or no fee for that.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the government government's response should not be to sue the citizen.
No, and that's the part. It's like one thing to say, that's going to take a lot of effort.
Right.
We don't want to do it. And then the citizen has to go, you know,
through an appeal process
of some sort.
Maybe take it to the attorney general's office.
Exactly. And that's the normal thing that's done when they don't want to. But to turn around and preemptively sue someone and say, you know, we don't like your request, and on top of that, we're going to sue you. That just strikes me as un-American.
Sets a really bad precedent. It really does.
Yeah.
Rich, there was a – what did the Wisconsin legislature
since we're talking transparency, probably the one that's been in the news lately is the in Wisconsin, where Governor Scott Walker is a Republican. The Republican Party controls both houses in Wisconsin. And they passed a budget bill recently which included changes to the Wisconsin open meeting law that essentially said that nearly – everything created by a state or local government, by boards or officials, et cetera, including drafts of legislation, communications with staff, et cetera, is not under the open meeting law, that you wouldn't have to reveal that information. There was a huge backlash. And then on July 4th, Independence Day, the governor said, we're going to backtrack a little bit. We're going to reopen this and reconsider, and so did the head of the Senate. But it's another, you know, it's a thing where, again, they went and they passed this law, they got resistance, they got pushback. So now they're going to roll it back a little bit. But what if that resistance hadn't?
Well, you know, and do you happen to know where did the resistance come from? Was it Democrats? Was it the opposition
party? It was the
party,
media primarily.
Or was it journalists who found this? Again, the important role that journalists play, keeping tabs on governments, keeping an eye on things. Because otherwise, this goes through. No one knows about it. It's buried in a budget bill.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there's less and less transparency with what's going on, not only with state government, but perhaps, and I have not seen the bill, perhaps with local governments too.
Well, my belief is that the Wisconsin State Journal, the newspaper in Madison, is the one who brought it to the attention of the media, and then it did go national, picked up by Politico and you know all these other websites. And that's where their story ran on the 3rd, and then by the 4th they were starting to scale back. So there was an immediate resistance, a wall of resistance that they faced.
It's amazing when you have one party in power. I don't care what party it is, what they will try to get away with.
Agreed, and I think that's what it shows you why. It's good to have a diverse set of voices in government, regardless whether it's Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, socialists, whatever that happens to be. There should be that kind of thing because you do need different voices speaking. But getting back to this, I think it seems like there is this. And I don't know, what is driving it necessarily, but there does seem to be in several places around the country efforts to try to kind of push back on FOIA or on open meeting laws and on all these other things.
To a lesser extent, we've even seen on July 4th where Hillary Clinton's campaign roped off the journalists so they could not be near her or approach her during a parade, which is something that's actually pretty uncommon. Typically, journalists are allowed to walk with those campaigners, whoever they are.
Do you buy her excuse that, she wanted room to be able to shake hands and greet the public?
Yeah, it never
Not
stopped
totally.
Her husband. I mean, when he was president, I saw Bill Clinton in Las Vegas a few times, and he had the press corps with him. They'd come in. They were all kind of following him around. He still made it right to the rope, shook hands. They were all kind of surrounding him. I don't know why all of a sudden it's an issue now.
It seems like politicians are trying to keep journalists at more than arm's length more and more. And if people don't pay attention to that, it could be a really bad thing for the democracy.
Sure.
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.